Hi again, this is Alan Weiss from Howling Dogs International, and this is the way I see it. Today, let's not make a deal. You know, I'm constantly surprised at the amount of mail and calls I receive asking advice on how to deal with clients or prospects who constantly want to bargain. I'm surprised because many consultants apparently don't get it that once you make a single concession on price, you've enabled a behavior which will inevitably cost you money and probably drive you crazy. I remember someone who entered my mentor program a few years ago and said, after checking references and talking to me three times, I'm ready to join, but just one thing, I always get a deal. I always get a bargain. He says, my streak goes back for years. How about throwing in a dozen of your books? I said, I got news for you, Scott. Your streak has come to an end. Join the program or not, you're getting no deal. My streak's longer than your streak. He eventually joined. Requests for price concessions generally emanate from the owners of small companies, by the way, who are accustomed to haggling with everyone from the coffee vendor to the hourly employees, and who themselves are constantly asked to lower price for their customers. But be careful. No matter with whom you are dealing, it could be you're giving off the vibe that causes people to want to negotiate a deal. In larger companies, it's purchasing departments, low-level feasibility buyers who see their way to fame and fortune and cutting back on the fame of fortune of you through price concessions. So there are several keys here, and here they come. Numero uno, number one, never offer a concession without a quid pro quo. Once you lower fee, no matter how slightly, or delay the client's payment dates, no matter how little, you've opened Pandora's box. The client, like Archimedes, will stick a lever in that slightly open door and rip it off the hinges. That, folks, was the sound of the barn door closing. Number two, be prepared to deny the request and walk away. If you don't call the customer's bluff, then you don't belong in the card game. I've had buyers whom I've interviewed tell me I always ask for a concession because I believe it's just good business. I'm shocked at how often they're granted without any resistance, despite the fact that I'm seldom prepared to press the issue if I'm told firmly no. Number three, focus on the value proposition and the return on investment. When buyers are especially resistant to the price, but indicate they'd go ahead with a price reduction, they're really saying they believe you can help them, but they're not sure how much, so they want to hedge their bets. Demonstrate that even a conservative return will provide dramatic ROI. Numero cuatro, turn the tables. Ask the customer if he or she concedes price on the company's refrigerators or their computers or their insurance policies or their real estate commissions, whatever it is that they're selling and whatever a customer might ask. If they indicate they sometimes do negotiate price, ask what they get in return. Volume business, payment in advance, introduction to more clients. If so, negotiate the same quid pro quo for yourself. Five, offer non-monetary concessions. Some people just need the ego fulfillment of having received something for free or at a reduced price. Offer anything from a free book to complimentary quarterly updates to free newsletter subscriptions. Provide something to salve their ego so it's not a win-lose, zero-sum game kind of proposition. Six, if you're in a larger firm, go back to the economic buyer. Never allow a support person ever to reopen negotiations on any topic, let alone fees. Tell your buyer that you had a deal and that an underling is trying to undo it as if he or she or it is smarter than the buyer. That should put an end to it. Never enter into a debate with a subordinate or non-buyer, which is the equivalent of conceding a little bit on fees. If they find they can engage you, then they'll take you on with a myriad of trivialities. Never negotiate anything in human resources except how to get out fast. Numero siete, always provide options, even to small businesses. If the buyer says, I love option three, but the fee seems a bit high, reply, that's why we have an option two. Finally, number eight, stop work if you're not paid on time. Deal seekers are famous for delaying payments to squeeze out extra work. If you're not paid in advance and a payment date is passed, allow 10 days and then stop working. Otherwise, you'll be in permanent debt, as Ernie Ford used to sing, to the company store. I'm Alan Weiss. That's the way I see it. Now let's get back on the avenue. Yeah, one more thing. If you don't want to have to deal, Don't look like somebody who needs to deal. Look better than the buyer. Dress up, not down. Speak up, not down. And ignore all those idiots telling you to dumb down what you do. If you look successful, nobody's going to ask you to wheel and deal.